Justin Aker, Chris Kane, Bros Award, 2013. I think we were due to have the offensive coordinator from offensive coordinator from Baylor, Phil Montgomery, up next.
Heck of a season they've had.
Oh, buddy.
70 points in the first four games.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. I'm sorry. Yeah, one of those was.
71 on Iowa State. I hope they hang 83 on Central Florida. Just kidding.
Especially, he lives close to Abilene Christian University, and he's a graduate of that. So as he wears that on campus, it doesn't always go over as well as it should. So, but we're proud of that, and for what my dad has brought to our life, and my parents, and the way that they brought us up, it's been a big part of who I am and what we do. As you start talking about why we get into this, and Coach did a great job with it. You know, I got into this. This is all I've ever really wanted to do. I knew it from the time I was in junior high and getting to be around coaches and getting to be around guys playing the game. For me, it's all about the passion of wanting to work with kids and be around kids and be a part of their lives and see how they can change and grow and mature and become men that can be leaders in your community. And luckily for me, I've been around a lot of good coaches. Our head coach, Coach Browse, who's up for a lot of awards this year, and he deserves every one of them, but he's a man that really has kind of brought me through the ranks because of just the way and the way he does things, his vision of how he puts together programs and the passion at which he does it. And to be able to be around him and to be able to use him as a guy to be able to bounce ideas off of and just as a mentor to grow as a coach and to try to grow as a guy that has goals out there that he wants to achieve. But Coach is the reason why Baylor has done what it's done. And, you know, our offense has put up good numbers. Our defense has been unbelievable this year. The part about our staff is that we've been together a long time. Coach Browse has been the head coach forever, but myself, Coach Clements, we were with him all the way back in those Stephenville days. His son Kendall coaches our receivers, and I got to coach Kendall when he was in high school. He was part of one of those state championships. His son-in-law Jeff coaches our running back, so it's kind of a family type unit. And it's a great honor to be able to coach with those guys and be able to come to work every day and coach with your friends, enjoy your job, get out there, work hard, work long hours, do all of those things, but enjoy every minute that you're up there. And that's part of being a coach, and that's the thing that you love about it. It's not the hours. It's the amount of time that you put in it, the effort you put in it, the passion you put into it. And to see those kids as they grow and mature and develop and as they achieve things and the joy that comes out of their heart and comes out of their souls, that they lay it in between those lines every Saturday. So that part of it's been wonderful. That's been part of my life. That's been the thing that's kind of driven us. And it's a special place, and it's a special calling to be that. We're excited about, you know, where we're headed. This is the first time Baylor has got a chance to go to a BCS game. We get to play the Central Florida, and we're excited about that opportunity. Baylor Nation has really come on. You know, we've got a new stadium. We just, you know, finished up, and I found out here in Arkansas that there's a lot of people that are excited that we beat Texas for whatever reason. Everybody comes back. I'm sure glad you won that game. And so that was a good deal. But we got to close out the case, and we're going to get to open up a new one, and it's building right across the river. And so we got things going in the right direction all the way across the board, not just football, but all athletics. So I'm proud to represent our football team, our coaching staff, and our university here. And, again, thank you.
All right, that is the offensive coordinator at Baylor University. And, again, they are taking on Chris's alma mater, the UCF Knights in Glendale, Arizona, in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. That is New Year's Day, the way all bowl games should be. That's the late game, the primetime game. And I want to invite you over to my house, Chris, to watch that game so I can put on my Baylor Bears shirt and root the Bears
on. Oh, you wouldn't.
You know me, bro. I'm all Bears all the time, whether they're Baylor Bears or Central Arkansas Bears or
Bears, Bears.
I didn't like the Chicago Bears, and frankly, I'm very disappointed. We haven't even talked about this. Huge, 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 stinky, sweaty, nasty, gnarly, gross.
Gruesome.
Tuesday jockstrap to the Dallas Cowboys. I really needed you losers to come through and help out my Packers in the NFC North, and you just couldn't do it. And not only that, They didn't even get close.
No.
It wasn't even competitive yesterday.
Josh McCown counted for 5 touchdowns. Oh. I never thought I'd say those two things in a sentence together. 5 touchdowns, Josh McCown. Nope.
This guy was pumping gas or something about 3 weeks ago. Next thing you know, he's throwing 5 touchdowns in a game against the Cowboys. What a joke.
I cannot believe
center,
it.
Center side step to pocket. Going to throw right. Bush the catch. 15-10. Head of steam. 5. Unstoppable into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears.
And McCown's a guy, too, that one touchdown, he didn't just slide into the end zone. No, no. He dove up in the air and went all helicopter after they hit him in that first one.
Yeah, he's a guy that hasn't even been in the league. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah. And in a contract year for Jay Cutler, who was playing well early on, now Josh McCown comes in and makes things interesting.
I still don't know the difference between Josh McCown and Cade McNown. I think they're the same guy. I've never seen them together.
What about Luke? Luke McNown?
I don't know him either.
Man,
all I know is
the mix. They're